At the foot of Germany's famous Cologne Cathedral, four choirs, two orchestras, and a big band perform an open-air tribute to John Cage. Called Your Oratorio, it's an hour-long collage of quotes from well-known classical tunes, peppered with weird sounds and unconventional instruments. Along with singing, baritone Thomas Boni gets to play a lawnmower and his favorite, a nail gun.
That's really a nice instrument. It's very funny. Fun for boys, yeah? It's because it's very heavy and puff. Yeah, super.
The performers communicate via radio headsets and are given general instructions such as create a field of sound in A minor.
But we can also use our own impression and do what we want. We can react on what the others are doing. Yeah? It's like playing. It's like playing like children play, you know?
That playful concert was the inaugural event for Cologne's Achtbrücken Festival of New Music. This year, the German city devoted 8 days to exploring the vision of John Cage in honor of his centennial. Festival director Lawrence Longefort says as noisy as the opening performance turned out, it's above all the composer's pioneering work with silence that sets him apart, especially the famous piece 433, in which a pianist comes on stage and sits there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds, never playing any notes.
We made people discover the music or the sounds around themselves, or the fact that there is never no sound. And that's something which was new for his time, and I think it's still very revolutionary.
Longefort is also the head of the Cologne Philharmonic. He says Cage wasn't afraid to do unorthodox things. An interactive display inside the lobby of the Symphony Hall illustrates that with one of his most famous innovations, a prepared piano. Passers-by are encouraged to put screws, straws, bits of paper, and ping-pong balls between the piano's strings to experiment with altering its sound.
Here, this is the original tone. Now, it's making a completely different tone. Are we playing piano? Or is this a percussion instrument? And that makes it so funny.
And he says Cage's ideas extended beyond music. He was also interested in visual arts and collaborated for most of his life with his partner Merce Cunningham, a modern ballet dancer. Some say that interdisciplinary approach first blossomed in the Pacific Northwest.
It was really in Seattle that Cage emerged as a professional composer.
Jared Powell teaches composition and gamelan at Cornish College of the Arts, where Cage worked for 2 intense years, starting in 1938. He was an accompanist and composer in the dance department.
Ultimately, he wasn't here that long. I mean, 1938 through 1940. But while he was here, it was a very fertile time for him.
Powell says Cage developed ideas in Seattle that influenced his music for the rest of his career. While at Cornish, he wrote the very first piece for prepared piano. He founded an avant-garde percussion ensemble with dancers performing many of his compositions, and he began experimenting with electronics. Powell says Cornish had one of the first radio schools in the U.S. Cage saw an opportunity in the studios.
And so he made a piece called Imaginary Landscape, number one, when he was here, which used the turntables in the radio studio. They had records in the radio studio that would be test tones for testing the equipment. And so he used those records as musical sounds. A lot of people cite that as the first example of DJing, you know, or hip-hop, you know, or something.
Powell says this kind of innovation flourished because of Cornish and its founder's philosophy.
Cornish was a school of allied arts, and that was a rare thing in the world, one where you could have dance and music together as well as visual art. You know, of course, Cage met Morris Graves and Mark Toby here, huge influences on his career. They were visual artists. He met Merce Cunningham here, a dancer. So those people were all huge influences on his life.
But as much as the environment fostered him, Powell says it was also John Cage's unique spirit that pushed his art forward. He was a lighthearted revolutionary with a sunny disposition.
I think that was one of his strengths. And so over time, people opened up more to his music. And now, I mean, you have to consider him to be one of the important composers of the 20th century, even if your musical interests do not embrace his music.
Cologne's festival director Longefort says that spirit is alive and well in all of the interactive music they've been recreating, like the prepared piano that people are encouraged to alter with straws and ping pong balls. He says installations like this one help grow the audience for classical music.
It's just fun. That makes it, if you make fun of music, you're much closer to it.
Cologne's festival is one of dozens of events all over the world this year honoring John Cage's centennial. Seattle artists will gather in September to put on a concert on what would have been his 100th birthday. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.